We're here.
We're live, baby. Welcome back to the XL podcast. This is Gavin, my brother. I am Gabe. And we're going to share a little bit about ourselves, some stories, talk about some things with you guys. To start us off with this first episode, I'll explain a little bit about who I guess we are, who I am. Me and Gavin grew up in Utah. Gavin's my older brother. He's older than me by 3 years. So you can imagine the fight I had to put up as a little kid. I'm grateful now that I'm a lot bigger than him, so I can actually win a fight. Actually, that's not true. I shouldn't say win a fight. I can actually compete now. When I was younger, I was not competing. I was easily getting beat up. But that's how it is. 3 years, you know, it's just simple. But, me and Gavin, I just remember my whole life just chasing Gavin around, trying to be better than him. So me and Gavin always been competitive, always had fun. I think that's a big reason why we're both very into sports. You know, just having a sibling to go play sports with is a huge impact. But I played football and basketball in high school, and now I am playing basketball here at Pima in Arizona Community College. So, that's a little bit about me. Gavin, if you'd care to introduce yourself.
Yeah, like Gabe said, I'm as old as a brother. He explained this very well. We grew up, you know, competing with each other. I was sad when Gabe was younger because he never wanted to play basketball with me. So I'm glad to see that has flourished into this basketball career.
It's because no one wants to get their shot blocked every possession, dude.
Hey, I agree. I get where you're coming from. I get it. But, yeah, it was funny. As a kid, Gabe never wanted to play basketball with me. But I'm glad to see it's gone to where it's going.
Look back at the pictures. You were a whole foot taller than me.
Right before I left, me and Gabe were both LDS, and up until I left to serve my LDS mission, Gabe literally came up to like here on me. Came back and he was same height. And then throughout his senior year in his mission, he grew a couple inches. He's now significantly taller and larger than me. But I am glad to see it has come to where it's come now. It's super awesome. I'm his older brother. Me and Gabe grew up competing with each other. I now have a beautiful wife. Live up in, still live in Utah, still here. Gabe has left me behind to do bigger and better things, but yeah. And I now work for, I won't say the delivery company, but I am a delivery driver. I work for them, and does it provide some great stories? Man, can I tell you? Yes. I'm sure many of those will come out throughout the many, many years we do this podcast, but yeah, that's pretty much an intro for us. And but yeah.
I gotta say, man, like, people watching, like...
Prime. And that's all I gotta do all day.
But, yeah, I think a great way to start us off now is to just explain us a little bit more in detail about, you know, what the stories we're about to share. We thought about it. We wanted to share a couple, just, like, two stories about, I don't know, just some funny stories about who kind of gives a better idea of who we are, what we're like, you know, just interesting things, I guess, about our childhood, and ultimately just a funny story, you know. But yeah, like we already explained, I was always like chasing Gavin, trying to beat him and everything. My biggest pride was that I was better than him at football, but for Gavin's, you know, to give Gavin the benefit of doubt, he weighed about the same as me or less, even though he's 3 years older than me growing up.
Awesome.
So true. I guess having the advantage in football for me was purely genetic, like purely just
pure size.
Yeah, but granted, I'm gonna ride that. I was better than you at football, and I'm gonna own that.
You were. I will not even fight it.
But I mean, yeah, just. I mean, I remember just me and Gavin always just finding something random to do. I'm always chasing you around, and especially with that competitiveness, part of what I enjoyed, even nowadays, what I enjoy doing is just looking for the next bigger and better thing that I can do. Like, what's the next fun thing that I can do? Oh, Gavin's jumping off the 40-foot cliff, but I'm going to go jump off the 50-foot cliff, you know, into water, of course.
Well, but we'll be here if it weren't.
Yeah, but... But that's just how it is. I don't know if there's anything you want to add.
No, I was going to say it's kind of similar things like Gabe. It was always funny because, Gabe, he got like, from my dad's side of the family, there's two sort of genetics. You're either skinny till you're old and dead, or you're bigger in size. Whether that means you let yourself go and bloat, or you look like Gabe, who is a, I don't even know how much you weigh, but just a pure muscle machine that pushes people around on a basketball court. Like, it's one of the two, but like, you're either a massive human being or just a tall Slenderman looking type human being. Those are the two body shapes, and I got one of them and Gabe got the other one. I won't say which one's better, but let's just say it was Gabe. Okay, not gonna say which one. Not gonna say which one, but it was Gabe. Okay, he got the better genetics. It's okay.
Simple.
But again, not gonna say who it is. But yeah, and so it was always funny because that Gabe said it perfect. Like, even though I was like a foot maybe more taller than Gabe, and Gabe was always right there with me in size, and so it was always fun to hang out with Gabe. And I think, honestly, and like I said, me and Gabe have a great relationship now, but I feel like we've, other than like little bickering as siblings, right? Me and Gabe have had a great relationship like our whole lives. I've never, like, I think I fought Gabe once, maybe, like, seriously fought Gabe once, and that was quickly shut down by our dad. Never did it again after that. But like, and so, and even then, like, stupid stuff. Well, go ahead.
I was thinking of a good question to ask you. Would be like, what would you say was your thoughts of me, like, when you were a kid? Like, obviously now, like, we're like best friends, but like, especially like, as a kid, like, what did you think of me?
It was always mixed feelings. Like, obviously, like, as the older sibling, I'm sure it was like, at some time, I was like, my little brother wants to follow me around, go away, like, I'm cool, you're not. Like, I'm sure those thoughts came through, but not often, honestly. Like, I honestly wanted to bring Gabe everywhere I went, because Gabe was my friend. Like, if I had free time, I was like, hey, Gabe, do you want to go play ball? And Gabe was like, no, leave me alone. I'm playing Call of Duty.
It's true. Or I remember that.
I'm doing something else. Like, it was always stuff like that. And Gabe, I mean, and to be fair, Gabe was right. It was like, I was a foot taller than him. Of course, I had the advantage in basketball to play against Gabe. And maybe part of me was like, I'm better than Gabe. I want to play to make myself feel better. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. I can't remember. But at the same time, I just liked hanging out with Gabe. Honestly, a lot of it was just, I liked hanging out with you. It was fun. I mean, obviously, we have plenty of stories and videos to share. Me and Gabe spent a lot of time together. So there were times that Gabe was annoying, but everybody's siblings annoyed them at some point in their life. So that's not like a weird thing. I'm sure that's a little bit different for a lot of people. I'm sure, like, I'm sure a lot of people have great relationships with their siblings, and some people are like, I hate my siblings. I hope I never see them again. So I don't know how weird me and Gabe's relationship is, but I had more beef with our sisters than anybody. That's like, I was like, I'd rather slap him in the face than Gabe. I never want to slap Gabe in the face. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe me and Gabe bonded over that. We're like, oh, sisters, dude.
Get a break from him.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
Part of that's got to be true. Part of that.
It's got to be true.
Well, I know you said it as a joke, low-key, but it's got to be true.
But just think about it. All of the dumb things and fun things I did in life, Gabe was right there with me. It's true. I mean, we would stay up late. Like, we made like a tech deck ramp thing. Do you remember that? The cardboard thing? We stayed up doing that.
I
remember
that. I remember that vividly.
It was dope. And like, or like, you know, cliff jumping. Me and Gabe, we're jumping off cliffs at Lake Powell together. Or like, every cool or fun thing I did, Gabe was right there with me. So like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, that is why me and Gabe wanted to do this. And so we could, I mean, Gabe's down in Arizona. So for me, this is kind of like a way I get to still hang out with my brother at least once a week. And we get to share these fun stories with all of you guys, because I feel like we had a pretty funny childhood, and my wife tells me my funny, so I'm going to feed into that and have a really big head.
Feed into the ego.
Ego.
I think when I was growing up, I think the way I looked at you was like, a lot of it was, I thought you were like, obviously I thought you were the coolest. Like, I was like, whatever Gavin's doing is dope, I got to do it too.
Yeah.
And I thought you were a genius. Like, I thought you knew how, like, everything worked. Because, to be honest, Dad did, like, a really good job. Well, I shouldn't say a really good job. He would make you do things, and I would just be able to, like, kind of, like, hide behind you in a sense. Like, he wouldn't ask me to do it. He'd be like, oh, I'll have Gavin do it.
Yeah.
So I remember you were always, like, you knew how the power tools... You remember how the power tools work. You knew how to start the lawnmower before I knew, like, all these things. So I was always like, wow, like, Gavin's just such, like... Gavin's the guy, man. He knows how everything works. And then obviously, like, I just thought you were the coolest. And because of those things, I looked up to you. It made me want to be you and everything. Mm-hmm. And I honestly forgot about this story until you reminded it to me. But back when we were both in school and Gavin was in high school and I was going to middle school, my bus would drop me off at the top of the hill next to our house, and Gavin would drive home. And one of these days, Gavin got stuck at school, so the timing worked out where, you know, I was walking off the bus and Gavin was just pulling up like right up at the top of the hill, and Gavin yells out the window. Gavin yells out the window, "Last one to mom's a rotten egg." Didn't question a thing, man. I took off in a dead sprint. I said, "Oh, no way he's beating me. Not a chance."
Mind you, Gabe has always had a lot of friends. Gabe had like his posse of friends coming off the bus. Gabe's chit-chatting. Gabe cut the conversation. Was gone. Like, Gabe just, I'm out no here. Questions asked. See ya. Middle conversation, I'm sure.
So I'm dead sprint going down this hill. You know, I mean, Gavin's in a car, but thankfully it's not that far of a run. So I was able to easily catch up with how much time it took Gavin to, you know, get in park, take his seatbelt off, get out of the car. Yeah. And essentially, Gavin's like barely right in front of me. We go inside. He's right in front of me. We go up the stairs to go to my mom's room. And I was like, I'm going to lose. I got to do something, you know. So then football instincts kicked in, you know. So I grab Gavin and I try to pull him behind me to use it as a momentum boost. And also at the same time, I kind of pulled you to the side.
Right.
But because you were so like, that would work if you were like standing still.
Right.
But you weren't. And the way my mom's room is, obviously, she's got her doors, but then there's just like one little like 2 foot side wall, and then sort of stuff. But there's this 2 foot wall right next to her room that's like angled. And so I try to throw Gavin to the side, but in reality, because he's going forward, he goes diagonal, and all of a sudden, Gavin just goes douche, and there's a fat hole in the wall of Gavin, and he's literally like frozen in the wall, just sitting in the wall.
Like shoulders up, like sitting like this, just like
shoulders back up, in the wall. Just sitting in the wall. I started laughing so hard,
dude.
But at the same time, I'm like, "Oh no, mom's gonna kill us."
I thought we were dead. The reaction from mom blew my mind because I thought we were screwed. I mean, me and Gabe have put holes and holes in our parents' house. I feel so bad for this now as an adult, but like we have. And then it was just another one. And I'm like 16, 17 at this point. Gabe's 13, 14, you know?
Yeah, 13, 14,
like,
yeah.
We're way too old to be putting holes accidentally in mom's walls at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously we did it right next to her door. And so I don't even know what mom's reaction was. I don't know if she came out. I was like, what the heck's going on? Like, I do not remember. I do remember not getting yelled at. I do remember that.
Yeah, that's true. That was part of
it. Like, it was like the only yell that came up was like, Gavin, Gabe, what the heck? And like, that was it. Like, that's what I remember.
Yeah.
I remember like, nothing too. More.
Oh, but that was just so funny because it was the fact that you sat in the wall frozen. Like,
did not move.
Like, you just, like, you were an ornament, like, in the wall.
Just don't move. Because I was just so, like, baffled. I was like, what just happened? Because yeah. Like, it all just happened like that. Like, I'm at the top, like, because, like, it's probably, like, 10 feet from like the top of the stairs, like there's like a landing area, like from the top of the stairs to my mom's room, and like I'm leaning up the stairs as Gabe starts to grab my shirt, and in like one stride I am now in a wall, like that, like
blink just, of an eye,
like I was like 10 feet away from my mom's room and then in a wall, like that boof. I was like, what boom. The heck just happened? It blew my mind. I was like, we are probably gonna die. And we didn't, like, not like almost like not a reaction. And it's probably from all the holes that were put in our parents' walls that was like almost unfazed, probably. They're like, whatever. I don't know.
Another hole. We got, you know, we're having to redo the whole house anyways. Another hole doesn't mean much.
Facts. Well, it's so funny. And growing up until probably around that time, well, probably a little earlier, but like me and Gabe shared a room like most of our childhood. Whether it was bunk beds or whatever, like we even shared a queen bed together downstairs in the basement. Those were some of the funnest times. They were hilarious. My dad, so we have, you know, our basement, the, you know, the main floor, and then an upstairs, so like a 2-story house. And our parents' room is at the very top. That's where the master bedroom is. Me and Gabe spent most of our childhood, or at least a lot of it, in the basement, in one of the two rooms down there. Well, we're sharing a queen bed down there, or a king bed, I can't remember, it doesn't really matter. We're sharing this bed, and me and Gabe would giggle, like hardcore laugh, like every night, if not like every other night. Like most of the week, me and Gabe were like hard laughing, like hurt your stomach laughing every night, to the point where my dad could hear us and would have to come down and say, like, you two shut up. I'm trying to go to sleep. Like, and it was late in the night. Like, me and Gabe would just giggle all night. And so...
Do you remember it, like, even being giggling about anything specific? I feel like I just remember me and you be just, like...
We just get the giggles.
Saying, just, yeah, get the giggles and say something stupid, like, you know, like, potty humor or something stupid, yeah. And just start laughing hysterically.
Literally, it was just, like, we would just have the giggles. Like, it was never, like, oh, like, Gabe cracked an insanely good joke. Like, it was something stupid. Like... Gabe farted or made a farting noise or I did the same thing, something stupid like that, and we just giggled. And then so I remember one time, you know, one of those normal nights, me and Gabe were giggling, just hardcore giggling. And then Gabe has always had the incredible ability, I wish I had this, to just once he's like zoned, like he's like, you know, like, you know, like in his zen, we'll call it, like he's out, like
zen's crazy.
Give him 5 minutes, Gabe's out. Like, let him just calm his mind real quick, and he's out like a light. He'll go to sleep. Me, I've never been able to do that. Never. So there's one night, Gabe, obviously, now knowing this, was out. Gabe goes out. But we were giggling. 10 minutes has passed. Gabe's asleep. I remember, you know, I'm trying to go to bed, and all of a sudden I just hear kind of like the swiping of, like, you know, when you're like, your leg moves on the sheets. I just hear like a quick, like, swift move back of a leg, and then Gabe just kicks me in the shin, like, hard, like, right in the middle of the shin, and I'm pissed. I'm like, this is not funny, Gabe. I'm trying to go to bed. You know, we had just gotten done giggling, so in my head, I'm like, Gabe's still awake. He just, like, oh, I'm going to kick Gavin in the shin. Just, boom! Kicks me as hard as he can. So me thinking Gabe's asleep, I cock my hand back and just go, whap! Right in Gabe's face. Well, Gabe then, like, this is Gabe. He just goes, dude, why'd you do that? And then just lays back down. And at that moment, I realized Gabe was asleep, and he just kicked me in his sleep. So then I feel bad, slap the crap out of Gabe in the middle of his sleep, and he went right back to bed. And I slapped Gabe hard, like, did not wake him up. He was unfazed, just like, oh, just do that, and then just went back to bed. He did all of that in his sleep. I had, you know, me and Gabe obviously kind of brainstormed before this, and I told Gabe this part of the story, and Gabe was like, I don't even remember this. So Gabe clearly was asleep for this entire interaction. And so it was just really funny because, like, I even moved in my sleep. And I have a lot of stories of Gabe moving in his sleep. Gabe does some weird stuff in his sleep. But.
Yeah. When I've shared a bed with anyone on a trip or anything, like, I've heard the war stories of fighting Gabe in his sleep.
Dude, crazy use of words, because I just have one more story that I just thought of. So Gabe... I was never really into video games as a kid. Gabe was. And I played with him a little bit. I've definitely gotten more into them with Gabe now. We definitely play a little more video games with each other now. But Gabe was into Call of Duty. Like, what was it, like Black Ops 3? Like, I think Gabe, like, went hard.
Eighth grade, I was locked in, yeah, man.
So we had bunk beds at the time. I had the top bunk. I'm sleeping. No joke. Gabe, in the middle of the night, just yells, grenade! Take cover! And then just nothing else. In the middle of the night again. And I go, what the fuck? And I'm just dying. I'm like, what just happened? Gabe clearly was in a war that night. Gabe was fighting somebody. He does. And the funniest part to me was that exactly how I said it was that. Like, Gabe had a pause. He goes, grenade. Like, Gabe sounded like an NPC in a game. He goes, grenade! Take cover! Like, what? It was the most wild thing I've ever heard somebody say in the middle of the night. I was like, okay, what? I don't know what's going on, but whatever. Don't care.
Let's get to it.
I loved it. So, but, yeah, I mean, right there it even proves, like, me and Gabe follow each other. Like, we've had the same bedroom for most of our lives. Like,
it's true, man. I think I got good at falling asleep fast because I was terrified of someone sneaking in and you know, so a bad person getting into the house, you know, in the middle of the night.
Like, I thought about that all the time. Like, some guy's going to come in through. The weirdest thought I ever had was when we did share that bunk bed in that room was somebody was going to take a ladder and climb through our window. thought that all the time. I was like, that's so implausible. I don't think they make a ladder that tall unless they have like a crane or something.
I said, I had an irrational fear of someone sneaking in, but I think that takes it to a new level, man.
It wasn't like we're a fear.
We're 15 feet in the air, but someone's going to sneak in through the window.
I don't know if I'd call it a fear. It was just a thought I had constantly. Like, I was never like, oh, someone's coming to kill us. Like, I just thought, what if somebody crawled through that window? And I mentally pictured it so many times sleeping in that room. Which is so bizarre. Makes no sense. But yeah, me and Gabe, and we'll share a lot more stories with you guys. We have a lot of them. We could fill up way too much of this podcast with that, but we'll move on. We'll share a lot more stories with you guys. And I think we're gonna play a game now, aren't we?
Gonna play a game, baby.
Perfect. So explain this game to me, because I'm still a little lost.
So you know the game Family Feud, right?
Yes, Family Feud.
So you know how like it works, where they take a survey, yes, and you need to, and they give you a question, and you have to answer and try to get one of the top questions of the survey, right?
Yeah.
So the way this game works is like, it's not really teams; it's just like you by yourself.
Yes.
And it's Google Feud, so it's Google's top searched questions. So, not top searched questions, but it's like it'll start out with half a sentence, and then it'll finish it based on what the most searched,
like, finishing was. The sentences.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, for example, it could be, how big is blank? And it'll be like, oh, the Eiffel Tower. And that's like, oh, that's second, right?
Gotcha, so like the sun or whatever, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, I think we do, you do two rounds, I do two rounds, and we see who wins.
Do I pull it up? Can I pull it up on here? Just Google Feud?
Yeah, I think I can share it on here, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that'd be even better.
Let me know what you think. Can you see this?
Oh, let me come back. Can you?
Can you see that? I clicked share screen.
I can't see anything.
Can you see me?
I can see you.
Huh. Hmm. Is it didn't work?
What if I...
What did I just do? It's not working. The button's not working anymore. Weird. Whatever. That's okay. We can just talk it out.
Yeah. For you.
So, you get to choose a category. You got culture, people, names, questions, animals, entertainment, and food.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Let's do...
We'll do this. I choose one for you, you choose one for me, and then you can choose your own, and I can choose my own.
Okay, I like it. Okay.
So first round, I'll choose it for you. We're going to do questions.
Questions, okay. Sounds hard. I'm in for it, though.
Okay, this is a great one. So remember, this is just Google searched answers, like a survey. So you gotta think like the general public here.
Okay, got it. I'm in.
So your first half of your phrase, or not first half, I say the majority of your phrase is, did Steve Jobs invent blank?
Did Steve Jobs invent blank? Well, I feel like the general public's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Did Steve Jobs invent... I feel like the obvious... Apple's got to be on there, right?
All right, I'll put it in.
Put Apple. That's got to be one of them.
Apple. That was number 3. 8,000 points.
Okay. Apple.
Ding, ding, ding. 8,000, baby.
That's not number 1?
That's number 3.
That's sad. Okay. Did Steve Jobs invent...
And I'll say this. I'll give you one phone a friend. You can ask me what I think just like one time, and I'll give you my best guess.
Did Steve Jobs... Let's just go a little more bit. Just the computer. Is anybody that dumb?
Computer. Did Steve Jobs invent computer? Number 4, 7,000 points. Did Steve Jobs invent the computer? Wow. You're locked. Dang.
Okay. Did Steve Jobs invent the computer? Well, I'm hoping some people... Is there a chance people think... Okay, did Steve Jobs invent... What's other technology? Let's go iPhone. I mean, I know we already did Apple, but... Is iPhone in there?
That's number one. Did Steve Jobs invent the iPhone? 10,000 points.
Of course he did.
You are now up to 25,000.
Let's go. Okay. Did Steve Jobs invent the iPad? I don't know.
iPad. iPad. That was the second to last one. 2,000.
Okay. Still an answer. That's crazy.
So you get three like misses until you get three lives essentially. So you have you're yet to use a life.
Did Steve Jobs invent the Mac?
Mac.
Okay, I figured.
Steve Jobs, I guess, did not invent the Mac.
He did not invent the Mac. Got it. Did Steve Jobs invent? Oh, I don't know. Let's go. What other things could be on there? The Apple Watch? I don't know. Apple Watch. That's gotta be wrong. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Apple Watch was not an answer.
Let's go a little more basic. Did Steve Jobs invent some other basic answer?
One less life.
Like, technology wise. Did Steve Jobs invent earphones?
Earphones. Let's try that one.
That's probably an
answer.
Yeah.
And you have your third life. So you ended with 27.
27. All right, I'll take 27. That's pretty good.
So the final answers were, did Steve Jobs invent anything?
Oh.
Did Steve Jobs invent the smartphone?
Oh, okay.
The mouse?
Oh, that was going to be one of my guesses, but I thought that's too wild.
This one will get you. Did Steve Jobs invent Pixar? Did Steve Jobs invent Pong?
Okay.
And finally, did Steve Jobs invent the internet?
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
That's wild. All right, I got one pulled up here for you.
Okay.
Sweet.
Let's go. I was thinking, let's go animals for you.
I love it.
Oh. Good luck.
Can't be good.
Can't be good. Here's your phrase. Do birds.
Okay.
Do birds. I want to say stupid answers, but at the same time, it's like people are actually asking these questions. It's not just
like a sincere question.
Yeah, like I don't want to be like, do birds fly? But I low-key want to be like, I do want to say that, but I kind of don't though at the same time. Okay, do birds.
It might be a good guess. I don't know.
Do birds fly? Lock it in. Dang it, I knew it wasn't going to be one. Why would someone ask if a bird flies? I'm an idiot.
I like it. I like that you went for it, though.
I was like, if I'm the general public, well, it's the general public. It's not just like little kids or something. You know, it's like actual people,
sometimes
with like.
Sometimes people ask dumb questions, dude.
It's true. Okay, do birds? I really want to say pee. Do birds pee?
That's a good question. I mean, obviously, but number one answer, 10,000.
Boom! I'm him. Bro, I'm him.
Bro, that's hilarious. That's a good question.
Do
birds pee?
No, dude. It's all the sloshy white.
Is that all what it is? They don't pee?
Gotta be. Here, I'll look it up for you, actually.
Do birds pee?
I'll look it up for you. So birds do produce pee, but it is very different than mammal pee. Bird pee is not stored in the bladder, but rather in most cases mixes with feces. Okay.
Okay, so it is the bird squirt.
It is the...
What a terrible word. What a terrible use of words. I'm so sorry.
So, okay, next one. Do birds... talk?
Do birds talk? I like that one. Oh. Good answer. Is that how they do in family? Good answer.
Thank you. Which one? What was that one? No way. I thought birds talking was going to be up there for sure.
So did I, dude. Honestly, I had faith in you on that one.
Okay, next one. Do birds? What am I asking about birds? Does a bird pee? Does a bird do? I want to say like, what does a bird eat? But it's do birds. Do birds sleep?
Oh, that's a great one, dude. Do that's birds gotta be on there.
Sleep.
Number three answer with 8,000. Bang! That was a bang, great, bang, bang. Great answer.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. Can you see this?
There's a scream, but it's blank.
Oh.
So.
That's lame.
Maybe I have to, like, ask for permission or something.
Yeah, sorry. Right. I just want to see if it works.
No, it's not working. We fair later, though.
Well, because like they have like certain like lengths of the words, you know. So I feel like that might help you a little bit.
Right.
Let's think here. That was a great answer. Sleep. I've never thought of that. That was good.
Do birds swim? I want to say swim.
I was thinking the same thing, dude.
Or out.
I don't know.
Birds swim. But I'm thinking, but it's like, people are going to be like, do birds swim?
Yeah.
You know?
I'll be honest, I'll give you kind of a hint. So there's one, like, short one. I mean, I don't know what the word is, but there's a gap. And then the rest of them are fairly, like, mid to long.
Here you go. Do birds fight? Lock it in.
Do birds fight?
Fight. Lock it in.
You ever seen cockfighting, dude?
No!
Ended at 18.
No! What are they?
You weren't going to get any of these.
What were they? Read them
off for birds, me. Do birds have penises? Number two, you got sleep. Number four answer, do birds have ears?
That's a good question. Do
birds have teeth?
Okay, not a good question.
Do birds chirp at night?
Chirp
at night. Do birds fly at night? Here's a great one. Do birds fart?
Why didn't I think of fart? Dang it.
Come on. And then the last two are pretty much the same thing. Do birds eat bees? Do birds eat wasps?
Dang it, man.
Okay, so you're at 18 now.
Dang it, man. I should have... I should have known that. No, I shouldn't have. I liked the fight one, I ain't gonna lie. I did like the fight one.
That was a great guess, honestly. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go with... For my second one, I'm gonna go...
Yeah, you choose this one.
I'm gonna go people.
People.
Let's try that one.
Pictures. Pictures of blank.
Pictures of blank. So of certain types of people.
Google. So do you think this is only the United States or is this like international?
It's gotta be international.
You think?
Yeah. I would think. Could be wrong.
I'm gonna look it up for you real quick, we'll see it.
So what is it again? Pictures of, okay. Pictures of fat people.
Oh, that's a great answer. I like that one.
It's fat. That's, yeah.
Fat people was not it.
Fat people was not it. Pictures of hairy people.
Hairy people.
Like Guinness World Record type stuff. That's kind of gross.
I think you gotta be more specific.
More specific.
I feel like it's names. I'm not gonna lie. Like you've got like
George Clooney is like what you're talking about. Like that. Type of stuff.
I'm thinking like pictures of like Beyonce.
Yeah, pictures of Taylor Swift. That's like the number one person.
Gotta be Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. No. Three and. Ow, you three and out, bro.
Dang, okay, what was that? That's what three. Were the answers then?
What? These are crazy.
Okay, let's hear these.
This is Okay, I'm going to give you another round because this is rigged. So we're going to give you another round. But
what
pictures,
is this?
Pictures of shingles, pictures of spotting during pregnancy, and get this, pictures of yeast infection in vagina. It doesn't say the correct medical term. It says vagina. Pictures of skin rashes. Pictures of cellulitis. Mucus in stool. Spider bites. Cancerous moles. Blood in stool. And hives.
What the heck?
So, yeah, that was not people. I think they led us astray with people. We'll do another one. Oh, so it's not of people. It's like... like what people have asked.
Well, all people have asked these in every single category.
Well, because I just did another one and it said, why is it so hard to blank?
I like that question though. We'll stick with that one. Why is it so hard to do math?
Do math.
I feel like that's a college show. Math isn't on there.
You gotta think, bro. This is Google searches. It's not just like kids messing around. Like, this is like, you gotta think of ages like anywhere from like 11 to like 45. They're saying this when you ask them, why is it so hard to.
I'm never Googling anything like this. What the heck?
Gotta be kiss a girl.
Throw up kiss a girl. I like that one. Why is it so hard to kiss a girl?
You want me to say kiss a girl?
Yeah, or kiss.
No.
No.
Dang it. I thought that was one for sure.
So did I. I thought that was a great answer. Yeah. Why is it so hard to... why is it so hard to...
date, maybe? Date might be maybe... one. But I'm just trying to think, like, maybe something stupid I would search. I don't know.
Yeah, why is it so hard to, I don't know, drive...
let's try. Oh, it's so hard to drive. Nope.
All right, give me the answers. We'll just take a big old fat zero.
Oh, wow. These are actually like... wait, these are actually good answers. What?
Okay, let's hear them.
Why is it so hard to wake up, lose weight, get out of bed, find a job, get a PS5? Get this one. Cancel Planet Fitness membership.
Dude, get a job. I had one. It is hard.
Get a job. Hire right now, 2022. Get pregnant and lose belly fat. Wow.
Fair enough. Things I would never think about. All had to do with people who don't have my genetics.
Seriously.
All about females and people who need to lose weight. And I don't need to do any of those. I need to gain weight.
All right. Let's do one for me. And then maybe we'll tag team one. Let's do questions. I like the questions.
The questions was good. I did like that one. Can you mail a blank?
Ooh, this is good. Can you mail?
This could be so many
things. Feel like a bomb has got to be on there. I feel like a bomb has got to be on there. Okay, that's good. That's good. Like, in reality, that's good.
You can't. You'd be put on an FBI list.
For sure.
I hope you do if you're just searching that.
Yeah. Can you mail a person?
Oh, that's actually a good answer. I like that one.
Person.
No?
Dang, dude. I'm bad at this.
For sure that was one. Me too. I thought that was one for sure.
Can you mail a... like, what would someone ask if they can mail? Like, oh, can I mail this? Can you mail a person? I feel like a person and a baby should be in the same category, but a baby's not probably on there if you can't mail a person.
Yeah,
maybe no. Maybe I'm thinking too dark. Maybe I think more, like, just weird, like, interesting. Can you mail...
maybe go basic. Like, I'm thinking, like... can you
mail candy?
I was thinking like an envelope.
Can you mail an envelope? It's crazy. I don't think it'd be that, but I think you're on the right track though.
Like, I feel like it's just basic. From what I saw in the last two, like it's like on like just like an answer like.
Oh. Can you mail heavy stuff? No.
I've got one. You let me know if you want. What is it? Can you mail like a suitcase? I've always wondered that. Like, can you just like send a suitcase in the mail?
Lock it in. I like it.
Yeah?
A suitcase.
Can you mail a suitcase? Suitcase. Oh, that was one. 1,000. It's the last one, but it's points.
One. Hey, that's the first one we've had in a while. We've gone like 6-0 collectively.
We got one. All right.
Okay. Suitcase was one there. Can you mail a suitcase? I want to say.
I like.
Can you mail an Xbox?
Can you mail an Xbox?
What do you think? Should I do that one?
Maybe.
Let's try it. Why not? I'm thinking too hard.
Can you mail an Xbox? Okay, so you can't. I don't know if you can mail an Xbox. But it gave us, can you mail a suitcase without a box?
Hey, we'll take points that we can.
It gave us box.
It gave us box and
3,000 points.
A suitcase without a box.
So now you're at what? You were at 18, so you're at 22 now?
22, I gotta beat 25.
26, punk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got 26.
That's hilarious. It gave you box. I like it, though. It gave it to you.
Can you mail UGG? Like, what? Like, this is adults, though. Okay, I gotta think like an adult. Like, what is an adult gonna have to mail and be like, I gotta send this to someone? Maybe like a credit card? Or a debit card? Like a card? Can I mail a card? Can I mail a card? Can you mail? No, that's a bad one. I don't like that one. Ah, okay, do it. I don't care.
Yeah?
Do it.
I
knew it. What are they? Tell me what they are.
Okay. Can you mail a letter without a return address? No. Can you mail a potato?
All right. Someone from Idaho was trying to get their potatoes to their friends.
The rest of these? All should be yes answers. Can you mail a manila envelope? Yes. Can you mail a passport? Yes.
Oh, key passport's in, good.
Key in an envelope. Check. Cashier's check. And knife.
Oh, knife's a good one. Bomb.
Knife is good.
I was thinking too dark, though. See, yeah. It's like we were it's so close, but it's just not the ones. Dang it.
All right. I like the idea. Let's do
one more together.
Yeah, let's do the question of the day.
Like it. Let's do it.
What's question of the day?
For you. Do dogs?
That's the one. Yeah, mine's do dogs.
Perfect. Do dogs. So I can see it too. That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Do dogs. I feel like sleep's got to be on there.
Do dogs sleep?
You like it? Should I put it in?
I like it. Go for it.
No.
Not one?
No, it's not one.
Okay. Do dogs. Do dogs...
This is adults. We gotta remember, this is adults. This isn't like little kids.
Do dogs jump? Dogs no, they jump.
Do dogs...
This is hard, dude. What the heck? Are we just dumb?
Do dogs think? I feel like think would be on there.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. If it's not think, do dream.
Oh, yes. Do dogs dream. That's such a good one. Dream. I'll do that one. Yes! 7,000.
Yes! Let's go. I like think, though. I think might be on there, too.
You think? Should I do it?
Yeah, think, dude.
Nope, not think.
Dang it! I thought for sure, dude. Okay, we got dream, though. We got dream. Do dogs dream?
Dogs.
Have you ever seen the videos of dogs dreaming and they, like, start running in their sleep and then, like, run into a wall?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Those are terrible. Out.
Or they're on their side, like, just, like, sliding
like,
before.
Yeah. It's so funny. I always feel bad for the dog, but I find that hilarious.
All right, we're going to steal from the bird one. Do dogs fart?
Yes. Yes, they do.
No!
It got what?
X, bro.
Is that three already?
That's already three, bro. We should just keep going, though. We'll just keep
guessing. Keep going. Do dogs...
burp?
Yeah.
Do you like burp? I'll do burp. Yeah. No, not burp, dude.
Not burp either? Do dogs.
Oh, it showed me the answers, but I won't say them, but I can see the answers now. After four guesses, it gives you the answers.
Oh, gotcha. Do dogs cry?
Yep, that's 2000. Yes.
Okay. Do dogs
So laugh? Here I go. No, not laugh.
Okay.
I'll give you some like a clue here.
Okay, okay, okay.
One.
Oh, we just said KKK. That's crazy.
Two, three. Three have to do with like verbs that are like bodily functions, if that makes sense, okay. You know? Like laughing, crying, drink, you know, okay. Like stuff like that. Like bodily functions or verbs that would, you know.
Yeah.
Three of these are. The rest have to do with, they start with do dogs have. Two of these do dogs have. And then, the other ones are hard, but I'll give you a hint when we get to those ones.
Okay. Do dogs, I like the have ones, do dogs have toes?
Nope.
Well, obviously they have teeth. There's no way somebody asked that. Do dogs have... Yeah,
these are good questions. Think of like a genuine question about a dog. Like, what would a dog have on its body? And like, I'd say that's a good question. You know what I mean?
Well, something that I would have on my body that might not be on a dog.
That's a great thought. Right? Keep going with that. You'll get there, I swear, I think.
Do dogs have elbows? Do they have elbows? I guess kind of. Do dogs have... eyebrows? No.
It's not on your face. It's not on your head.
Not on your face. It's not on the head.
It's below your neck. It's below your neck.
What? Okay. Do dogs have hips?
Nope.
Freaking A. Do dogs have...
I'll give you the butts. Answer. Just won't get... Nope. A belly button.
Oh, that actually is a good question.
I thought that was a good question. The other one was, do dogs have periods?
Fun fact, they do. I do know the answer to that question.
I do know the answer to that question as well.
Underwear on our dog during her heat was a common thing in our household for a long time.
Yes, sir. All right, I'll just read the other ones. Do dogs get hiccups?
Oh.
Cry. I like that question. Smile. See color. Go to heaven.
Oh.
Do dogs go to heaven?
Fair enough.
And then number one answer, do dogs sweat?
Oh, that's not a bad question at all. Fun fact, all dogs do go to heaven according to the movie.
And
so, fun fact.
With my dogs as well.
Dogs are cool. They do deserve to make it there. So, just saying.
Of course.
Okay. Well,
of course.
Good game. Insanely hard. I now feel
way harder than I thought it was going to be.
Way hard, dude. What the heck? I liked it, though. That was good.
Some easy stuff to think about. No, that was difficult, man. It got my brain thinking. I was like,
I'm going to have to crunch these out, dog. I'm going to be like practicing for the next time we play this. I'll be like ready, locked in for some trivia. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good game. I like that game. That'll be fun to play with my wife. Me and my wife like a lot of trivia games.
So now we shall move on to the last segment of our show. We just wanted to talk a little bit about a topic, share another story I got, and let's just share some insights. The topic that we'll be discussing now will be crazy parents, but more specifically, crazy parents at children's sporting events.
So good.
So me and Gavin both have worked as referees in different sports. I have only been a referee in basketball, but Gavin, you've done basketball and soccer, right?
I don't think I ever did basketball, actually. I think I've
never
only did soccer for a summer. I may have, but not that I remember.
Okay. So I do a lot of basketball reffing. I even do it now. But Gavin back in the day did soccer reffing, and even with, you know, only reffing games on the weekends, stuff like that, you still, like, you'd be surprised how common crazy parents actually are. Like, and I know everyone out there has been to a sporting event of a children's, and there's that one crazy parent yelling and screaming. And guess what? That's not rare. That's common. And some parents want to come at you. So I reffed back in Utah before I came down here for basketball.
Yes.
And I'm going to say this. Utah parents compared to Arizona parents. Well, I should say Tucson. You know, Tucson specifically. But I have reffed all up in Utah, like county and Salt Lake County. So I feel like I've got a better taste of Utah versus Arizona. But that's besides the point.
Sure.
Utah has way crazier parents, way more umbrella type parents, you could call them, helicopter parents, where they just have to do everything for their kid. Their kid can't ever do anything for themselves or stick up for themselves. Their parent has to take care of everything. And part of that is their emotions get overwhelmed. And I would say the first most annoying thing I see as ref is parents that are coaches for two reasons.
Mm.
First of all, these parents just volunteer. They're not getting paid. And so I feel like for them, they think like, oh, for me to be a good coach, I need to yell at the ref. like I think it gives them a sense of like they're doing something.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Totally agree.
And I'm sitting there in reality. I'm like, this coach is the worst coach I've ever seen. I feel so bad for these kids. Like, this is a different topic, but I'll just touch on it really fast.
Yeah.
Volunteer coaches is what ruins sports for kids.
I agree. 100%.
Ruins sports for kids. And I know for sure I'm going to coach my kids. I will. Because I don't trust anyone else to do that. I've done coaching, and it is extremely hard.
But
it's like, I would say coaching. It's extremely hard. So to allow just some random person to do it is insane to me. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I agree. I thought the same thing. Because it's like, because there's two sides of the spectrum. Either like when it comes to just like, you know, playing city league or even in these teams, I mean, even in like these higher up leagues,
club teams,
thank you,
there you go,
there's still just a dad or a parent, right? And so you're either gonna get a dad who just is like, they needed somebody, so I'm here, and they don't care, they're not really gonna do a lot, so you're gonna get nothing out of them really. Or you're gonna get what Gabe is explaining, a insane person. And you're going to get one of those two sides. There's like, there's not really like a middle. I've never had, mean growing up, I didn't play for club teams. Like, I played high school 1 year. The rest of it was all city league. And even in those situations, it always was like no middle ground. And Gabe played for a couple club teams, I think, or just one.
Two.
He played for two. But I think that's where it is. It's just like, it's either you're not going to get anything or you're going to get an insane person. And what you want is a coach, and you never get one of those. So I totally agree.
Right. And especially
to leave that in the hands of somebody else for your kid is just insane.
Yeah. And so it's always just so funny. I'm sitting there like, and I ref at the YMCA here in Tucson.
Heck yeah. What is a YMCA like? I hear about it all over, like, you know, like, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Think just a rec center.
What is a YMCA?
Think just a rec center. Just think a rec center.
Because I've heard some horror stories. But okay, fair.
Yeah. At least where I've been, it's just a rec center. It's like just where kids can, they got different programs, kind of like a city league in a sense, but it's just like different programs they have. And here, this one, they do basketball, blah, 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 right?
Sick.
But some of these parents are just volunteers, and bless their hearts, right? They're just... they want to support their kid. No one else, none of the other parents probably wanted to do it, so they volunteered, whatever, right? Sometimes, though, I'm like, wow. Like, they have no clue what they're doing. Like, what they're saying to these kids and stuff like that. Like, and in basketball, there's surprisingly, actually, I'd say in sports general, there's a surprising amount of coaching that actually can affect the game.
Yes.
And these parents, one coach is really... experience, and they put him in a zone or something, and the other parent has no clue what to do. They're just in there yelling, dribble, dribble, pass the ball, pass the ball.
Exactly.
And I'm like, no, you need to like split the defense, pass the ball, overload, you know, like that's how you play a zone, like those things, right? But the parent has no clue, and I feel so bad for the kid because you can see how frustrated these kids get because they want to win and they want to score, but then they're just like, but they're trying to do what their coach says too, but obviously what their coach says isn't going to work.
Right. And the other team has just a little bit more knowledge than them, and that little bit of knowledge screws them over.
Yeah, and so usually those kind of parents have no idea what they're doing. They just revert to yelling at me for not giving their kids the foul call that they thought they had when there really was nothing.
Right.
Yeah, but the story I did want to share, though, was back in Utah when I was reffing, I was overseeing I was helping ref at one of these tournaments.
Yeah.
And they usually have like more senior refs, older guys who know they're doing, you know, like my age, little like older, whatever, like 20s, stuff like that. They've reffed a few times already. Yeah. And then they'll also do like 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, you know, that can ref, but they'll usually have like a senior ref and a junior ref together. Okay. So I was on one court and they were just doing like little courts. There wasn't like the big court, you know, so these courts are just side by side. And they had two junior refs on one court. But they were reffing second graders. So it's not that big of a deal in reality.
Yeah.
No, it's second graders. So it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
But then you had I was on one court with another junior ref and so on. But I was basically in charge of helping oversee things, right? Making sure, like, refs knew what they were doing. They're making right calls. You know, I was trying to help my junior ref and help the other two junior refs. And I can't remember. I think it was like a timeout or halftime for my game. And I look over at this other game. No, it was a timeout. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I look over this other game, and it's the end of their game. And a ref, I didn't really catch the whole thing. I just know, like, they were mad about a no call. But this entire stand of parents just stands up behind the hoop where the bleachers were. And are screaming at these 14-year-olds, screaming about a second grade, like, developmental league championship, or I think it was like a semifinals playoff game or whatever.
Okay.
Second grade, though, Gavin. Yeah. Second grade. Like, it's not that deep, bro.
And
it's
the game had ended.
No, the game wasn't over yet.
Oh, okay.
But the kid comes down.
This is a bad call or something.
The kid comes down. I don't know exactly what happened. He, like, they said he flopped. That's what the ref told me. He said he flopped. Like, I'm not going to give the kid a call. He flopped. But the parents were, like, absolutely furious because the kid, they're like, he got thrown on the ground, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
These two dads walk onto the court.
Oh.
Walk onto the court and start pressing these 14-year-olds.
Oh, nice.
And granted, I was on the other court, so I couldn't hear what they were saying. But to sum it up, they were pissed about this thing, saying, like, you're supposed to protect my kid. You're blah, blah, you suck, you this, you that. And, like, I came over there, and by the time I started walking over there, the dads, like, chilled out, and they both went back and sat down.
Yeah.
And I told them, like, no, you have to leave. You can't.
Yeah, for sure.
We can't allow that. You have to leave. So we made them leave. But they didn't do anything to the 14-year-old refs. But I was like, do you understand how crazy that is?
But yeah, you can't come onto it's a 14-year-old. Like, you can't come in. What the heck?
Yeah, and, like, I'm all for, like, family over everything. Protect your family, right? Like,
right.
If anyone tried to hurt my sisters, I would do anything for them. Like, all that stuff, right?
Right.
But at the same time, at the end of the day, you got to take a step back, though, and be like, okay.
Is it important?
There's 14-year-olds. They're not going to be the greatest refs, right? But at the same time, it's a developmental league for second graders, so you wouldn't really need the greatest refs because it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
And your kid is fine. It's not like anyone threw a punch. It's not like anyone did anything crazy. Right. And you're going to start, like, putting yourself at serious risk of jail just because of a second grade game.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. And to your point, and I don't know how your league ran, but when and it might not be the same for basketball, I don't know, again, but when reffing soccer, I was reffing anywhere from kindergarten to, I think it was up to about fourth grade is kind of what I was reffing at the time. And we were, like, exclusively, I was going to say explicitly, and that doesn't make any sense, exclusively told to let calls go. Because if we called every single thing kids did in these games, the game would never end. Because they're learning. Yeah.
It'd be a whistle after whistle, and the game would.
So I'm assuming that's probably what you're trained to do in basketball as well. Like, they're in second grade. They're gonna travel. They're gonna double dribble. They're gonna foul each other, but like they're also in second grade. Like, if somebody's gonna hard foul Gabe while he's in college basketball, it's gonna be way different than a second grader trying to hard foul in second grade. Like, they can't. They're small human beings.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's kind of where my head's at. Is like, one, exactly what you said. You're gonna risk your freedom and possibly going to jail to go impress a 14-year-old about a stupid call on a second grade team, and also he was probably told to not call everything.
So that's true. Actually, the training that we did for these things was, yeah, it's like, hey, like you're gonna have to let double dribbles and these stuff go, and it was like only really call fouls if it's really like really gonna like
blatantly matter.
Yeah, like if a kid like tackles a kid, like call a foul, or if like, a yeah. kid's shooting it and he gets completely hacked. But if there's a little bit of contact, a little bit of bump, like no big deal, like let it go.
Yeah, let him go.
But like even then though, it's like really like what kind of like man are you to go like physically like make a 14-year-old fear you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, does that make you feel big and bad? He's 14. Though. Of course, you're an adult.
14. Of course, he's gonna get scared. Of course. But at the same time, it's like you can't give him any slack about, like, missing a call, yeah. man.
He's a kid.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And you're totally right. Parents better. Go crazy.
Parents go mad crazy I would prefer reffing here in Arizona than Utah because the parents here are way more chill.
That's fair. Honestly, that's kind of what I've heard and what I've seen. Like, I've been to other stuff and the other parents just kind of watch and they chill and they cheer and whatever. But, like... Even me, I mean, I'd scream at people. I mean, I was just off a whim, decided to go and visit Gabe in Arizona. He had a championship game for, is it your conference? Is that what?
Region.
His region. He had a championship game for his region. I haven't seen Gabe play in person at all. I watched every single game on a stream. Haven't seen a game in person, and he lives down in Arizona. I decided, you know what, screw it. I'm an adult. I can pay for a hotel and gas. I'm getting in the car with my wife, and we drove down to visit Gabe. I was by far the loudest person cheering in that room. Like, not even close. To the point where people would legitimately turn around and look at me. So I can kind of see where Gabe's coming from. Both times I've ever been, like, now we're oldums, we're loud people. We've been known for being loud people. But even in Utah, I mean, like, in a crowd, we kind of fit. There's a lot of yelling, screaming, but... So I kind of get where you're coming from. And that actually reminds me of, there was one time I was playing a game... This is a rec game, okay? This is not a club game. We didn't pay bajillions of dollars to be a part of this club. Like, we paid for the shoes that were on my feet and a $40 fee. So, in total, for my entire basketball year, we paid, like, maybe $100. Maybe, okay? And this guy screaming at... It was either me or another kid on my team. And to just paint a picture real quick... Our dad is, I like to explain him as a small bear. He is 300 plus, 6'6 dude. Just huge, just a big guy. Definitely, you look at me and my dad, I may have or may not have come from my dad. I did, but it may not. You look at Gabe and my dad, you're like, Gabe definitely came from that guy. And my dad just stands up, and my dad has this like, angry voice, like he's got like his like normal voice, he's like chill, like kind of sounds like me and Gabe, and then he's got like, he goes like deep, he's like Gavin, like when he yells at me, you know, like he gets kind of like gravelly voice, and so he does this, he did his dad voice, like his me angry dad voice at this man, and just goes, sit down, like screams at him, just stands up and sits, and this guy just like looks at my dad and goes, uh-huh, and sat down.
Yeah, dude, that's so...
Because my dad, at the same time, was like, dude, we were like 12. He's like, dude, these kids are 10. Like, what the heck? Like, brother, sit down. It's a rec league.
That's actually so funny to say that, because I was just thinking, it's like, people always want to act so, like, big and bad, and they're like, yeah, I'm not scared of nothing. I'm the man. Yeah. I'll do whatever. I'll stand up for whatever. And... I was reffing a game just recently, and this guy is yelling at me. Like, one of the coaches is pissed at me. I call a foul, and he's asking me, like, did you mean for it to be on this number or that number? And I ignored him because I need to report the foul to the score table as a ref needs to, right?
Right.
And as I'm about to, like, show the number, he he like throws his hands up and is like frustrated because I ignored him. And I look at him, I go, calm down. I'll come talk to you. I just need to report the foul first before I forget the number of the foul. So right. I report it, I'll come talk to you. But yeah, essentially that's all I said. I was like, okay, calm down. I'll come talk to you. I report the foul. I walk over to him. I said, I explained to him why I called the foul on that person because they had like they were in foul trouble. So I called it, like I explained, blah, blah, blah. And he instantly just like gets mad, and I think he just was like wanted to yell at me or something. And so he starts going like, he starts going off like, well, number so-and-so on their team scratched my kid in the eye, blah, blah, blah. And he's like getting all mad. And by that point, once he started getting mad at me, I had like gotten to him, you know? Right. And he's maybe 5'10", 5'11", like 160 pounds, right?
Right.
And I'm 6'8", 225, just for reference. But
a large human being.
He got, I don't want to say intimidated, but he kind of realized, you know, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't yell at this guy.
Well, I wouldn't call it intimidation, but one thing I've learned in my, I mean, I'm only 25, so I'm not like insanely old, but what I've learned in my years is people will act big and bad. It kind of comes down, it's not even the same thing, but it kind of reminds me of the time that, I believe it was Mike Tyson that said that everybody's got a game plan until they get punched in the face. I said the same thing. Like, people will just yell at you, but the second you, like, push back, they're not ready for it. It's one thing I've learned. Like, people scream at you, and then you're just like, what'd you say to me? And they're like, oh, sorry, dude. I didn't think you heard me. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, that's what they'll do. Like, oh, I didn't think you'd hear me. And I was like,
they'll try to cover up.
You just yelled at me. Of course I heard you, you idiot. Like, and I do it all the time now. Like, my wife blatantly calls me a dick. Like, I am. Excuse my language. Apologize. But my wife does. And she's like, you are... And it's not that I purposely want to be mean. Like, I smile. I even purposely at my job try to smile at people because I have, like, an RBF. Like, I look mad all day. I do. But I genuinely enjoy my life. I promise. I am a happy person. And so what I've learned is, like, people just yell at you. And the second you're like, you want to talk? Like, I don't put up with that. So, like, the second you're like, hey, what's up? They're like... Okay, let me rewind everything I just said. My bad. Like, didn't mean it, actually.
They kind of realize that.
They quickly turn it around. And that's something I learned. Yeah. And I'm sure you see it all the time. Refing is like, I'm sure, like, rah, 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 rah. And then the second you're like, dude, let me talk to you. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
cool. Okay. So I understand where you called that foul. You have a great rest of your refing over here, buddy. I'm sure that happens all the time.
Parents always want to talk, and they'll say whatever because... they think there's, like, this magical, like, no consequences, but like as soon as I, like, I'll say something to them and talk to them, they realize, like, whoa, like, I'm actually talking to this person. Like, what?
There's not an invisible wall on these bleachers? He can see me? What the heck?
Yeah, literally. There's not, like, a barrier where, like, it prevents me from getting, actually having consequences for the thing I say? What?
I can't talk to this guy? What the heck? It's true.
But,
I totally agree. The rest are crazy, dude.
Yeah, to sum it up, parents, do better, man. Like, it's fine to protect your kids, but you got to remember, too, like...
I'm all for supporting your kid and cheering and getting a little crazy. Like, I'm honest. I'm all for, like, yo, come on, that was a bad call. But, like, let's not go overboard, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's not...
let's not rush the court and try to fight the 14-year-olds.
Let's definitely not go that far. Also, like... like, people, like, cuss out refs and stuff and, like, all this stuff. I'm like, that guy's a dude down there, you know? And, like, even then, like, and it's been, like, there was a, like, a documentary that actually came out. There was, like, a ref that, like, back in the day where they were, like, rigging games and stuff and he was betting on them and stuff. Well, not rigging, but betting on games. And obviously they have kind of a sway in the outcome of a game, obviously. Like, refs can stop momentum and whatnot. And even he said, even at a professional level... you can't call every foul because, again, the game would just never end. That what should be only an hour of gameplay turns into 45 hours if you call
every single foul. And then the entire time you're not actually watching anyone play. You're just watching people shoot free throws the whole time.
Shoot free throws the whole time. And those are the worst games. Like, people always say, like, and I feel bad for refs because it does get to the point where it's like, you know, you either can't call enough fouls or you're calling too much fouls. Like, all the time, it's like, oh my gosh, like, let the kids play. Or it's, dude, that was a foul. Like, you can't, like, there was one game Gabe was playing, and legitimately, like, I texted, like, you should see our group chat during Gabe's games. It's just me and my mom texting back and forth, like, oh my gosh, blah, 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 blah. About stupid stuff. But one of my, remember texting, like, I did the math. I counted them because it got so crazy. Minimum, between Gabe's team and the other team, there were 40 fouls shot. But quickly with, free throws. And quickly, and they hit 10 fouls. Like they, so they hit double jeopardy. For those who don't know, if you get 7 fouls, you start hitting one and, or is it one and ones? Is that what they're called? Yeah. So you shoot a free throw. If you make it, you get another one. Once you get to 10, it's just you shoot 2 free throws, no matter what. In this game, they got to 10 so fast, like within like the first 5 minutes of each half. According to my calculations, Gabe and the other team combined shot over 80 free throws. And it was such a boring game because it was like, that's what it was. Like, just seeing kids, okay, let's line up, shoot some free throws. They make them or they miss them, and then we continue. And they go down the other side and they shoot. And so it's like, nobody wants that. And so, like, when I see people doing this, like, I'm like, first of all, one, you're talking to a human being. Calm down.
Yeah.
And second of all, they're never going to win with you. So, like, why even, like, sometimes it's like, why even say stuff? Honestly, I mean, you're not going to sway the game.
For sure.
And it is fun to yell at refs, don't get me wrong. But there's a line. There is a line.
Yeah, it's difference between just like, ah, oh, come on, Blue. Come on, Stripes. Get that one better.
And I'm all for some couple jabs. Like, oh, are you wearing your glasses? Like, I'm up for a couple jabs, you know? I'm for it.
Yeah, but at a certain point, man, you got to understand, like, it's the same, like, reffing is the exact same thing as, like, playing, you know? Like, you're not going to make every shot. You're going to make mistakes. You'll get really good calls. You'll mess up some calls, right? Like,
it happens.
There's better players than other players, right? Like, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, as long as someone's not just being lazy and, like, doesn't care, as long as they're trying their hardest, then that's what matters, right? So,
well, I think really what it comes down to is ref, all you can ask from a ref is, as long as you're not being blatantly biased for one or the other team, you did a good job.
Sure.
Like, your job there is, one, make sure, really a job for a ref is just make sure people don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Exactly. And don't be biased.
Yeah.
So as long as nobody got super injured and you didn't get, and you weren't biased, like you were like just calling for one team, then by all means, I think you did a good job at the end of the day as a ref.
For sure.
No, totally right.
Yeah, that wraps up pretty much our last segment. So parents do better. I promise. I will do better as a ref.
Scout's honor. He did the sign. If you didn't notice,
Scout's
for our
Scout's
audio listeners, he did the Scout's honor, the three finger thing.
I'll do better as a ref if you guys will do better as parents. You know, don't charge at the 14-year-olds. Remember,
it's yes, a, don't charge the 14-year-olds. You ding dongs. Yes, I agree. Well, like I said, I think that's the end. Thank you for joining us. Super pumped to be starting this, and you know, as we go along. We hope to see more and more of you as you guys listen to us, and we'll try to make it the best episodes you guys have ever heard. Slowly but surely, we'll get there. Gabe, you have anything else to add?
God bless. Good work.
God bless. What a great way to end it. God bless. See you guys.